Can you talk about the data that was presented at ASCO looking at bevacizumab with interferon?
The initial studies with bevacizumab was the small randomized phase 2 trial that showed that there was clearly activity for that agent in this disease. There has been two large phase 3 trials of bevacizumab given in first-line therapy for patients with metastatic renal cancer. One was conducted in the United States through the cooperative group mechanism. It was a randomized phase 3 trial of bevacizumab plus interferon versus interferon alone. That study completed accrual. Survival was the primary endpoint of the trial, and data for that study has not yet been presented in a medical meeting or published. The second study was conducted in Europe. It was an industry-sponsored trial, and it was a phase 3 trial of interferon plus bevacizumab versus interferon plus placebo. The primary endpoint of that trial was survival. It was conducted only in clear cell histology, and it was a randomized one-to-one randomization. The interim analyses were set such that progression-free survival would be looked at and could be considered as a positive endpoint. And that's what happened. In the interim analysis, it was noted that the median progression-free survival for bevacizumab plus interferon was significantly longer than for interferon plus placebo.